not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life, brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about New Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, well, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
And the crowd is going wild. 20 seconds to go.
Honey, Peg, come here and see this. My gosh, it's the greatest football game I've ever seen. You're missing it.
Crowley fumbles. Now Jackson's got the ball. He laterals off to Petucci. And it's loose again. Rutkowski picks it up. Rutkowski has the ball.
Hey, Peg, will you come here and see this?
Jackson grabs Rutkowski, but Rutkowski slips by. He stumbles, but he's still got the ball.
The TV went off. Huh, for the love of Mike. Hey, Peg! Peg, what happened? The electricity went off.
Yes, I know.
Oh, the score was tied. Rutkowski was just streaking the field for a touchdown. Look, I'm going over to Fred's.
They're not home.
Evie and Fred are not home?
No, I think they went to his mother's for dinner.
Oh, well, hey, I'll go over to Roy's.
Roy's in California on a business trip, and Jones in bed with a coach, and I'd appreciate your bargain.
I don't care. I gotta see the end of this game. Only a few seconds left to play, and Rutkowski tearing down the field for a touchdown.
So, by the time you drive down to Jones and get her out of bed to unlock the door and explain what you want, the game will be over anyway.
Well, then I'll go over to Carl and Elaine's.
Their TV doesn't work.
Oh.
Elaine took it in town today.
You mean Carl had to miss the game tonight?
I have no idea. He's probably at Kenny's watching on their set.
Kenny?
His son-in-law. Kenny and Mary Jo?
Oh, yeah. Where do they live?
Out in Valley Road, I think.
I'll call. Maybe I can drive out there.
The game will be over.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely the greatest football I've ever seen. Rutkowski tearing down the field like a cannonball, and I miss it!
Sort of the end of the world, isn't it?
What?
You know, if I'd fallen down the stairs just now and broken my leg and called you, you'd have yelled, "Just a second, honey, just a second, he's making a touchdown."
What's the matter with you?
I think you and I have to have a summit meeting, as they say in high political circles.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Here was the end of the game, and this guy tearing down the field, the score 6-6, and look, I'm going downstairs and see what's happened to that electricity. Where are the fuses?
Right in the basement, I suppose, in that box. Here, you better take my flashlight.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Boy, I tell you.
What are you worried about? There'll be a replay, and then some sportscaster will talk about the whole game, and then we'll get a replay again on the national news, and a replay again on the local news, and if we're awfully lucky, again on the 11 o'clock news.
Give me the flashlight. Now, let me check the fuse box. I want to say something. Put that book down and listen to me.
Yes?
The master switch was thrown.
That's right. I knew you'd figure it out.
You did that deliberately.
That's right, and it gave me a marvelous sense of power. I could hear the announcer saying, "There goes Rutkowski down the field. Nobody can stop him now." And I did. Can't believe your ears, can you?
No. No, I can't.
Now, you'll have to concede that it took a lot of courage on my part. And I want to say that I could not even plead temporary insanity, because I'll admit that the murder of that TV set has been planned for a long time. It was quite premeditated. I admit it openly and freely. You can tell that to the judge.
What judge?
Well, the judge that grants you your divorce, providing you pick one that's a fanatic football fan. All you have to say is, Judge, she threw the master switch with 2 seconds to play, and Radzanski streaking down the field. And the judge will pound his gavel, grant you the divorce, and put me in jail for 20 years.
You know, I don't think any of that is very funny at all.
I know you don't. I'll tell you something else, neither do I. You and I have been long overdue for a discussion of this.
Discussion of what? I like to watch football.
You like to watch football and baseball and basketball and hockey and golf and tennis.
Well,
is that
a crime?
Against marriage, yes. Now, I've had it, years of it. I know you like these sports things, but I think it is quite time we had some sort of a compromise, which is what marriage is anyway. Now, are you willing and ready to discuss it?
Well, now?
Oh, what's a better time than now?
I want to know if Rakowski made that touchdown. Oh. Can I at least call one of my friends?
Call them. By all means, call them to put your mind at rest, and then I will stir it up again.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clear All commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clear All cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clear All cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use, the best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clear All to know you're the best you can be.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, ban roll-on antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that ban roll-on antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of ban roll-on, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban roll-on antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Well, I called Bill Owen. Rakowski made the touchdown.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear it. Now I can sleep tonight.
Look, if you're going to be sarcastic, I hardly see any point in talking about anything.
All right, I'll try not to be sarcastic, because I would like you to see my point of view.
Well, now, I'd like to see it, too. I really would.
All right. Now, this has gone on for years, Bob, and I will tell you quite frankly that had I known you were such a sports nut, I honestly do not think I would have married you.
Now, sweetie, you knew I liked sports. I played football. I was on a track team.
Well, I thought you'd grow out of it after college. When we got married, television was coming into its own. I did not know that every Saturday afternoon, every Sunday afternoon, every night during the week when anything was on, basketball, hockey, football, then you'd be glued to the set.
But I like sports.
I hate sports. Well, if I didn't, I do now.
Well, I've seen you when you watch some sports events, and you like them.
I can watch the finals at Forest Hills or Wimbledon, and I like the last game of the World Series, maybe because I hope it's the last game. And I can only enjoy hockey matches because it amazes me what good skaters they are. And I like it when they have quarrels and beat each other with their hockey sticks.
Now, that is pretty sadistic.
I know. Maybe I'm just hoping they all knock each other out so I can talk to you once in a while.
Well, I'm really sorry, but it's awfully hard for me to understand why you can't get excited about sports.
Well, I'm just awfully sorry, but I can't. And I honestly just do not care about Joe Namath's batting average. I mean, it just doesn't...
Namath plays football, not baseball.
Well, all right, I don't care what he plays.
But lots of women love sports.
I never went in for sports myself. No sense of competition, maybe. I don't know what it is. Football just seems idiotic to me.
Football?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I can't tell one player from another, dear. They get in huddles, then they crash into each other, and then they run around.
You don't understand. They have certain very intricate plays. It's like playing chess.
Honey, I don't like sports. I'm sorry, I don't. As I said, if I had any interest, you've killed it. You're at work all day, all week. I like to see you at night and on the weekends. Now, do you know that even when we've had people here, you tear into the living room, you turn off whatever they're watching on TV and put on a basketball or a hockey game, and you don't even apologize?
I don't?
No, you don't. You just assume that, of course, we all want to see it.
Well, what's the solution?
I have no idea. I really don't.
How come you put up with it all these years? You haven't said too much.
No, I've dropped hints, I should think.
I guess I didn't take them.
And as any loving wife, I wanted you to be happy doing what you wanted to do, watching whatever you want to watch on TV, but I mean,
you
really...
You changed your mind, huh?
Well, I just want to see you. I get lonesome. Does Jack Nicklaus mean more to you, for example, than I do?
Oh, don't be silly. It's not the person, it's the game.
Well, what's the solution?
I just asked you that.
Well, could you possibly pick just one sport that you like better than the others and then just concentrate on that one?
I like them all.
I know.
Well, what do you like?
Oh, I like to read. Books, magazines, articles.
But can't you read while I'm watching all these things?
I have been trying to read for years while you've been watching all these things. And somewhere along the line, I think we should be with each other and have something in common besides the garbage pickup. Whether or not I filled out my check stubs or
okay.
What's happening
okay.
To
the... I truly do see your point of view. I really do.
You do?
I do.
Yeah. Really?
Really.
No, I didn't like you at all half an hour ago, but I adore you now.
That's funny. I love you all the time. I felt terrible to think you missed Brockowski's touchdown.
Oh, dear. You know, it's too late to go to a movie. Let's do something, shall we? We haven't had a Scrabble game for ages. How about that?
Oh, that's great.
I'm not sure I can even find a Scrabble board.
You always beat me.
Well, no, I don't. It's just because I read more than you do. Do you understand truly what I mean by always being glued to some baseball or basketball or tennis or golf or hockey game?
Yeah, of course I do. Of course I do, yeah.
I just like to be with you.
I know, darling. I know. And me, you.
Aha! Here's the Scrabble board. Now you put up the card table, and I'll get some more cards, and there's one piece of cake left that you can have, and I'll... Oh, honey, don't turn on the TV.
Well, the Russians are back for another hockey game, and we'll see what happens tonight. We're here in Montreal.
Robert!
Look, can't we play Scrabble and watch the hockey game? You said you liked hockey. Now, don't worry. I'll play Scrabble.
The form, a good crowd on hand for the game.
Well, honestly, what is the use?
Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Claro, to know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.